You didn't give me a lot of time, so
I didn't.
That was a longer. It needed more time to breathe.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. Here's what I want to do. I'll do this as a test this weekend because I need to evaluate a couple of these coding tools. Maybe I'll have it see if it can write a application, you know, Windows application where I can play an audio file and it will display a countdown of what's left as a video overlay on my webcam. So then I would just switch to playing it over the computer. So if I play it out of that app, it would count down the time left on my picture here that you could see.
Oh. Okay.
So maybe I'll see if it's up for that.
I need to go check on Tabitha.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't think, did that scare you?
It did.
She doesn't like it upstairs, so I think she went back downstairs, but I just want to make sure she hasn't
killed herself.
Killed herself or destroyed anything.
Yeah, sure.
So
yeah.
I'll be back.
Sure. I'll be back. So I have a question. I'm a librarian, Mel. Did you hear my takedown of the dance? I thought it was funny. His whole like, oh yeah. Oh, well then you have to listen to it on the playback. Basically, he was accusing me of he was doing that projecting thing where you accuse your opponent of doing the thing you're doing so that they can't accuse you of it. But it was, I don't know. Oh, you tensed? I'm sorry. Okay. Let me scroll back up through the chat room here and see what I have missed. I don't know. I was trying to read along and then I got lost. That's fine. It's fine. I'm sure Adam will be back in just a minute. Thanks everyone for being here on your Friday night. Tom and Terry in the Chicago's. You know, Adam. Zach was just in Chicago this week. He went in for a concert and so he flew in. No, it was some lady. But yeah, he like flew in Tuesday morning for a concert Tuesday night and flew back Wednesday. So, but yeah, he was up there, in the Chicago's. He ran along your lake shore and didn't trip and fall like me. So yeah, I don't know that you've ever, have you met Zach? I think you've met Zach, right? I don't know if you've met Zach. No, you have. Okay, yeah, you've met Zach. I think you have. Yeah. It's hard to tell. We've been together for like 8 years. I don't know what I was doing 8 years ago. Lucky I know what I did yesterday. One of the things about card tricks is that a lot of card tricks rely on you remembering things, right? Like there are times in magic tricks, like especially like card tricks, especially because card tricks come in, you know, one of a very few number of flavors, right? Either I'm going to guess your card or you're going to pick a card.
Strawberry, or, vanilla.
Right? There's only so much you can do with cards, right? So, in some tricks, very early on in the trick, you know the answer. So like very early on in the trick, you already know what their card is, either because you forced them, you know, it was a force. So like you forced them to pick that card, in which, you know, through dirty dealing or whatever, you forced them to pick that card. So you know the card that they've picked. So you don't need to see it because you know what it is. Or because it doesn't matter what their card is. or because you've already done whatever other piece of the trick you needed to do to know what their card is. So a lot of times you know the card, you know their card really early in the trick, but in order to keep them from realizing that, you go through a whole bunch of other motions that, you know, end up confusing them. And then it's even more amazing that you know their card. But that's kind of the worst part right now, is I will oftentimes forget the card that I'm supposed to remember. So while I'm doing all the distracting secondary moves and everything, that I'm like, oh fuck, was it the two of spades? Was it the two or the three of spades? I think it was a spade. I was just like, so I'm hoping that by doing these card tricks, it'll help me with my, you know, much like me playing Sudoku.
Your memory?
That's right. Much like playing Sudoku every morning.
So you're not going to pull out a deck of cards at Friday at Fatty's and a red cloth.
No.
And then set up at a table or a green cloth or whatever. No. And, you know, like,
no, these are card tricks.
Some rings.
These are card tricks. Oh,
look, I happen to have a rope right here. Let me just pull this.
Yeah, no,
I'm not doing other tricks.
I'm just doing card tricks.
You like pulling, you need a napkin? You'll be like pulling them out of your mouth, a string of napkins.
You know, now I don't want to do it. Now I'm, you know what? No, never mind. I won't. I won't take cards to South Carolina.
It's so easy.
No, I'm not good at these tricks. I'm barely learning how to do them.
I won't make fun of you. Are you afraid I'll make fun of you?
It's what it is, Adam.
I won't make fun of you.
I'm afraid that you'll make fun of me. I don't want you to make fun of me. Have you ever searched for adamburns.com?
I must have at some point, but I, site cannot be reached.
I mean, like go to Hover or whatever and just see if it's even available. But long time ago, I wanted, cause I was DanielJBrewer@gmail.com and I was most of my social media handles were like Daniel J. Brewer. And I wanted the domain DanielJBrewer.com, and it was taken and they weren't doing anything with it. They were just holding on to it. Anyway, the other day when I was working on my WordPress site, I was redirecting my Murder Mitts domain to it, but I got a free domain with my WordPress account. So I just on a lark typed in Daniel J. Brewer, and lo and behold, DanielJBrewer.com is available.
No.
So I snatched that up. So now if you head yourself over to DanielJBrewer.com, you will find the most esoteric podcast you've ever experienced. It is where I put my research audio that I have Notebook LM turn into a podcast. So it's like really technical articles that I've had it turn into a podcast to explain it to me while I'm mowing the yard or running or whatever. So that's it. That's what I do on that WordPress site there, Adam. That's where I post all those things. And if anyone wants to listen to, if you are ever curious about how the Transformer, what was it called? Transformer something neural network. Transformer architecture neural network.
By the way, Daniel, adamburns.com is not available.
And you foolishly got rid of your middle name.
I changed my name. I don't have. And by the way, Adam is my.
I know.
I could get adamburns.tech. I could get adamburns.online.
Yeah.
I could get adamburns.me.
How about Daniel? How about adamburns.ai?
There is an adamburns.ai. It's $100.
Yeah, the AI domain is stupid expensive. But it's, and it's a minimum term of 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
Yeah, so it's $200. Hey, but if you set up one at .locker, you'll get $5 in Bitcoin.
So they give you money?
Well, I mean, you pay for the domain and then they give, so it's $12 for the domain, but then they give you $5 back in Bitcoin. So it's a $5 off. If you go with them, you'll get $5 back. So think of it as a rebate coupon.
What do they mean, your gateway to Web3? Like their domain is somehow...
Yeah.
I mean, Web3 is like an architecture thing, not like a domain thing. I don't understand.
Do I even know what Web3 is?
I don't know what Web3 is, but I know it's an architecture.
Hold on just a second. Hey, can you explain Web3 like we're novices?
Absolutely. Web3 is like a new version of the internet, where things are more decentralized. Think of it as a shift away from big companies controlling everything. Instead, the power gets spread out among users through things like blockchain technology. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, but why would somebody that has the TLD of .locker think that they're the gateway to Web3?
A .locker domain doesn't inherently suggest a gateway to Web3. It might be used for various purposes, like file storage or a community forum. The connection to Web3 would depend on the specific services offered on that site.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So basically, it's marketing bullshit.
It is. Bullshit. I'm not sold on my Gemini voices. I mean, I could have asked ChatGPT. My ChatGPT voice is, what is my ChatGPT voice? Oh, there it is. Hey, what voice are you using?
Right now, I'm just using a pretty standard friendly voice, nothing too fancy, but I'm definitely here to keep it light and maybe throw in a clever quip or two whenever it fits.
Okay, yeah, so more like the Russell Tovey kind of vibe there, yeah. So I was fine with that.
I guess it won't tell you the name of the actual voice model that it's using.
No. I mean, theoretically, maybe. I don't know. I just, in pre-show. Let's
ask here.
Say what?
Hey, Alice, can you tell me what voice model you're currently using?
Sure. I'm currently using what's called the GPT-4o voice model. So basically, it's just me, Alice, running on the GPT-4o architecture behind the scenes.
Which voice are you using?
Got it. In that case, I'm using the Alloy voice. So basically, that's the name of the voice style I'm speaking in right now. Thanks for asking.
So she told me.
She sounds embarrassed. Oh, did you want me to ask him?
You did. And he said, I'm speaking with an Australian voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But
he didn't
context. There was no context to my question. That was literally my question. Hey, what voice are you using? He could have, what literary voice? He didn't know what I was specifically asking. I like how I'm saying he. He didn't know. Leave the poor AI alone. He sounds hot.
They don't tell you when you start eating cookies.
Yeah. That.
That eventually it's going to take more cookies. You know? And then there's going to be so many cookies.
So many fucking cookies.
That you need to get the same enjoyment level from said cookies. They don't tell you that.
No, they don't. Those bastards.
To the point that it almost seems that some methods of ingesting the cookies are not quick enough.
You need it faster.
Yeah.
Have you considered a tincture?
An Oreo tincture?
No, a tincture.
I know what you're saying. You were having trouble saying that.
No, I was looking behind me to see if I had one here. It's like, so they also, at the dispensary, they sell tinctures, which are like, it's usually in oil because THC is fatty soluble, but it's usually a THC infused kind of oil that you put under your tongue.
Oh, I'm talking about cookies.
No, I understand what you were talking about, but I'm saying cookies are going to get into your bloodstream slower because they have to go all the way through your digestive system because of all the carbs and stuff that are around them. The tinctures are just literally fat molecules that are going to get absorbed into your blood. So the THC is going to hit you faster. So that's why tinctures are faster than edibles.
You totally didn't get it. I was saying cookies totally in the place of, not that I really was having edibles.
Oh my God.
I was using.
It was a joke.
I didn't get the joke.
I didn't get the joke.
I was saying cookies as if I was talking about cookies. And you thought
I'm a fucking grandpa now. It's just like, I didn't even get a joke. I was just, those are not all the people. Those are just your fingers that you have interlaced there.
If you're eating it in a cookie, then yes, it's going to take a long time. You're going to need to get a... No, that's not... Ugh.
I get it. You get the munchies and then you eat all the cookies.
No, what I was saying was...
Oh, then I didn't get it.
It takes more cookies. I don't enjoy... The smaller... When I first started eating cookies...
Yes.
I could eat a cookie,
yeah,
and that's all I needed to get enjoyment out of it.
Yes, I enjoyed the cookie.
You know?
Yes.
And I enjoyed the cookie. Sometimes one cookie was too much enjoyment.
Yeah. Whoa, cookie.
It was like, what? Yeah. Hey.
Stop, cookie.
Well, too much. That's right. Now,
yeah,
all the cookies and all the king's men do not seem to bring the same level of... enjoyment is what I'm saying.
I have found that marijuana is it's a very subtle drug, and it's capable of it's like helium. It's capable of lifting you, but it can't like take you away. But if you yourself are enjoying it, you know, if you're having fun, it amplifies that fun. If you're not having fun, if you're depressed or whatever, it'll give you a little lift, but it's not going to make you super happy. I feel like you get out of it what you put into it, right? If you're in it, you know, and you're high and you're watching some comedy show or something and you're laughing and the
you
laughing
have to give
helps.
Back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a two-way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Street.
Absolutely. Have you ever watched Taskmaster?
I'm paying for it.
How are you paying for it?
I have to. No, I'm not paying for Taskmaster. I'm paying for the cookie. That's what I'm putting in.
What?
Nothing. <for this.
laughs> I'm so lost.
You said you have to put in your part.
You have to do your part. You have to bring a base level of joy and a base level of wanting to be happy.
Oh, I have to bring a base level of joy?
Yes.
With alcohol, you don't have to bring a base level of joy.
Alcohol is a depressant. You're not happy on alcohol. You're delirious. Anyway. Why are we all... taking pictures of our vape pens in the chat room.
Your turn.
I use the True Sticks. How do I get to Discord? Get over here. How do I get there? I don't know how to. I don't. I'm so confused. Let's see. click on add. I want to take a picture. I'm going to hold mine because you guys put yours on the table. I figure I'll just hold
it. I also find that sometimes the last dregs you can't get to.
Yeah. I use that. I use the little...
And these things.
Mine's a little rectangular...
I'll be like, there's some more resin in there.
And it has these little pods, these little square pods instead of the round ones. So instead of it screwing in, it's magnetic. And it,
that looks like a 3D printed something.
But it instead of you screwing the pods in, you snap them in. And they don't get clogged as fast as the, or as badly as the others. And they come in different colors. Look, here's a gold one.
Oh, that one looks better.
And I have a purple one. But they are, they're proprietary to Trulieve. So you only get those at Trulieve dispensaries. Cureleaf has their own line.
I only have Flora Farms.
So Cureleaf has their own version that looks like this. That's the same magnetic thing, but it's a different kind of pod.
Everyone should just have one type of connector.
Well, the screw-in is universal. Yeah, the screw-in is, what is that called? 512 or something like that? I think it's called 512. I could add here. Let me see if there's guardrails on that. Hey, what's the standard vape screw-in thing? Is that a 512 thread or something like that? I think it...
Yes, the standard thread size for most vape cartridges is 510 thread. Is there anything else you'd like to know about vape cartridges?
510. I don't know. I dislike that he said yes when in fact I was wrong. He should have said, actually, it's 510 threads.
Well, they try to be very positive.
This Gemini. I don't know that I like... You know what? I'm going to ask...
This Gemini.
Let me go... What would Copilot say? Hold on. Hey,
Daniel.
What is the standard vape size? It's like 512 or something like that.
There's a common vape cartridge size known as 510, which is a standard threading size for many vape pens and cartridges. The 512 you mentioned might be a slight mix-up, but 510 is the size you're looking for. Did you have a specific question about vape cartridges?
No, thank you.
Who was that?
That's Copilot.
Oh, I like that voice.
Yeah, that's the Microsoft. It's built in the Windows 11. That's the Copilot app that's built in the Windows 11.
Well, I don't have Windows 11 here. Well, I mean, I do, but it's not on this computer that we're
on. I'm pretty sure it's available at copilot.com. So I feel like I like Copilot. And the nice thing about the Copilot app on Windows 11 is you can also share your screen with it. So you can say, hey, I'm using Audacity right now. How do I do this? And it'll be like, oh yeah, click on, you know,
Hey again. So what's new with you?
What? Who?
Hey, what's new with you?
Hey, not much. Just here to chat. So what's up with you?
We've already asked and answered.
Not much. How are you?
Oh, my bad. Let me try that again. What's new with you?
Oh, what's new with you?
Ah, just hanging out. Ready to chat or share info. Anything on your mind?
I mean, not much.
Stop. Just... You should give her some directive. Poetic if you...
Is this him? Again. Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Nope. Just here. Sure thing.
What's yours in Copilot?
Looking for answers?
Nope.
I want to hear your big ideas.
Nope.
What do you think?
I can write stories.
There, him.
Brainstorm.
Oh, he's nice.
Hey again.
What's going on, man?
Not much. Just here. Ready to chat. What's going on with you?
I mean, I'm just hanging out with some homies and we're talking about
homies,
things that we, you know, enjoy doing and just having a good time.
Cool. Are you traveling here from 1980?
Not exactly. just here to chat and have a good time with you. What's on your mind?
Well, we were talking about cartridge sizes for vaping and how it's kind of inconvenient that some companies make, you know, proprietary connectors, and how irritating that was.
Yeah, it's a real hassle when companies use proprietary connectors for vaping cartridges. It can make things inconvenient and limits your options. Do you have a preference for more universal solutions?
Yeah, what's your favorite vape brand?
I don't have personal preferences, but I've heard people appreciate brands with consistent quality and a variety of flavors. What's your go-to brand?
Yeah, Adam, what's your go-to brand?
I don't care.
Oh, you already hung him up? Don't steal my guy's voice.
I like that voice.
Go get your own voice.
Well, I normally talk to Alice, but I could have multiple characters on my show.
Could have multiple. You slut.
You know, my thing could be AI voices. Like, you know, Fatty goes, "Well, Fatty, you wanna go?" You know, and then, you know. And, you know, Toppy Smelly does the voice changer on the thing. Mine is an AI assistant. And I can have multiples. I can have many.
I am worried about Apple. And I don't mean that in a way that like I give a shit, because they're Apple. They're just a company. But I know how much people fetishize and admire Apple and believe in their culture. And I feel like Apple is teetering on the edge of irrelevance right now. And before I tripped this morning and bit the pavement, the thing that I was thinking as I was listening to Windows Weekly talk about the data center shortage and the compute cycle shortage, I was thinking about how when you run LLMs locally, you're shunting off the majority of the power to your GPUs, because those are the tensor processors that you have access to, right? And the reason that AI is, these data centers are so expensive and stuff, is that they have machines that have just thousands of these tensor processors in them, right? That is essentially what they are. But in the world of chip architecture, the thing that makes the tensor processor so efficient is its unified memory. And who else has unified memory on the chip? Apple. Apple's M2 and M2 through M4 have unified memory on the chip. In fact, a Mac Mini, like an M3 Mac Mini, will run an LLM at comparable speeds of a, you know, NVIDIA card with that much RAM. That, so like if you have 128 gig memory.
And that worries you?
No. So what I'm saying is, I'm listening to this conversation about the shortage of data centers and everything, and I'm like, all right, Apple hasn't made any kind of AI play, any kind of AI move here, but their hardware runs LLMs really, really well. Like, not as good as tensor processors, but close. Why doesn't Apple have a data center? Why isn't Apple offering their M3, M4 chip data farms to these LLMs? Or the LLMs can run on any operating system. It's literally just the processing cores and the unified memory that they need. So it's like you could very, very easily have it running on M3, M4 architecture, you know, in these. So I'm worried that Apple is doing what Sears did. Like, remember the dawn of the internet, Adam? Remember when we were young whippersnappers, and people were talking about the World Wide Web and all that shit? Remember those days?
Sure. And did you forget where your bike was?
I did.
I certainly can't tell you.
I know, because God knows what I was going to go off on. We were talking about data farms. I think the point that I was going to try to make, probably badly, and I'm not even sure how I was going about it, was just that I don't think that Apple can pivot. Like, I feel like Apple is just, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to pivot into
Well, why do you care?
Only because I feel like competition is good, and I feel like there are multiple companies. You know, it's like, and, you know, Apple is not a bad company, and, you know, their chip architecture is great. I would hate to see them die or fade into irrelevance, become the new Intel, right? Where they're just kind of like, oh yeah, you're here too. Yeah, good for you, buddy. I know what I was going to say. I was going to say Sears. Remember, Sears had the catalog business before we had the internet. So when the internet came along, Sears was uniquely positioned to immediately open a web business where you could order things off their website instead of through the catalog and calling. They already had the distribution system, but Sears was so ingrained in its way of doing things. Like, the guy that was in charge of it was like, no, we're not going to do this stupid computer crap. You know, we've always done it this way, and this is how we'll die. Right. And it's like, you think about it, he's like, had they just taken a small step, we wouldn't have Amazon today. We'd have Sears, right? Sears would be the big multi-trillion dollar company that's running data centers and shit, right?
If Blockbuster had done
streaming,
had bought Netflix or whatever they had the opportunity to buy Netflix or something like that. If they had just done that or gone into that more wholeheartedly, where would they be today?
I know.
It'd be Blockbuster and not Netflix.
Right. There's all these weird alternate timelines that could possibly happen. I should have...
There is still one Blockbuster down the street from Tim in Alaska, I believe.
I should have GPT-5, like, write me a story, like an alternate history story. Like, what if Sears didn't drop the ball? Like, what if Sears became, you know, essentially Amazon? But you got to remember that Sears was already starting in a huge position, so they could have become what Amazon is way faster than it took Amazon to become Amazon, right? Amazon lost money famously for like the first 10 or 12 years of its existence, right? It did not make a profit for a very long time.
I am paying attention to you. I have these disgusting bugs.
That's always comforting to hear when someone says, you know what? I am paying attention to you.
They're gnats, but they run across the table. But they also fly.
As gnats do.
That's disgusting. Gnats run?
You know what? That is an excellent question. One moment, please. We're trying to figure out.
Daniel, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah, you should drop the greeting in the future. Hey, we're trying to figure out, do gnats run, jump, fly, or all three?
Gnats. Those tiny insects can definitely fly. They're not known for running or jumping like some other insects. Their thing is buzzing around, especially near fruits or anything fermenting. What's next on your curious mind?
So then what if you have a bug that looks like a gnat, it flies, but it runs across the table? What is that?
That sounds like it could be a fruit fly. They look similar to gnats and are known to both fly and scurry around on surfaces. They love hanging around ripe fruits or anything fermenting. Do you have some little visitors in your kitchen?
Not in my kitchen, in my studio. And I don't have anything ripe. that I'm aware of.
I'm going to cut you off because it's so weird that it's not going through Bluetooth to my computer. It's going through a USB connection. So I don't know why it keeps clipping like that. That's so weird. I feel like there's probably a reason for it. What? Clean it out a little bit by poking a paper clip down in the hole towards the end. There are two sizes. I bought a cartridge at one place. It was too small. Oh, yeah. I think the most common one is 510, but I think there's also like a 3-something thread.
Also, one thing I don't know.
Yeah.
There's white.
Yeah.
There's blue.
Yeah.
And there's red.
Yes.
What do each of those mean?
In what context? The lights?
The light.
Yeah. Oh, so if you, I'm going to get this wrong, but let me go to, we'll go to you this time.
And I know I can ask ChatGPT.
Well, I'm about to ask ChatGPT. Hey, here's my question for you. On a vape pen, what are the three colors for the three power levels?
Well, if we're talking about a lot of common vape pens, they often do a little traffic light routine. Usually green is your low power, blue or maybe white is your medium, and red is your high power setting. So basically it's like a tiny stoplight for your vape.
Excellent. Thank you. So
is it the higher it is, the more I'm getting?
Not necessarily. The higher it is, the hotter it's burning the tincture.
Yeah.
And that releases different terpenes depending on your level. So what you kind of have to do is you just kind of have to play around and see, like, does this level make me feel, give me a bigger effect? Like, so what I would do is with the same cartridge in, whatever color you're on now, which should just light up when you press the button.
I was on white, but
okay. So that's the medium.
Normally on red.
Okay. Red is the hottest, right? Red is the hottest. Sometimes, like I generally keep mine in the middle setting just because the highest setting often makes me cough a lot more because it's burning hotter. And so it's more smokish. The middle one is gives me the biggest bang for my buck, but you know, I also like to laugh, so sometimes I bring my own humor, my own uplift to the...
You bring your own humor?
I do. I bring my own my own
joy.
What
do you mean? Like you play a album?
Yes, I do. I bring my own joy. Joy. Damn it.
Morty. I don't know why I felt like saying that, but is that what the somebody said? Morty. There had to have been somebody.
Now I'm super nervous about a fucking card trick because you're going to be so judgmental.
No, I won't. I won't be judgmental. Mm. This is just my podcast persona. Mm. In real life, well, I have to be judgmental on the podcast. Because that's my thing.
Oh, that's your thing.
it's my podcasting. I'm very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm passive aggressive and judgmental. So those are, I mean, you know, and people sometimes mistake me from a member of Thunder from Down Under.
That's true. Yeah.
Those are all qualities of me.
I think I
when I'm podcasting, that is.
I was looking at this. I don't know why I'm phlegming up here. I was looking at my Zoom recorder.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the H4? What's the one that I feel like, yeah, it's the H4 because it's got four channels. It's the mixer. It's the studio. It's the Rodecaster Pro.
The one that we both have?
Yeah, that one.
It's the P4.
P4, okay. It is sitting over here, and I have a couple of those pod mics that I got in the Rode pod mics. And I was like, I wonder if Fatty would use that. Like, I wonder if I gave him the P4, if he would use it.
No.
Why?
Because he has a set routine of using a laptop with a USB microphone. He's not going to, and not only that, but he's now, Larry Vader has convinced him to get a more powerful MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
So he can replace his iMac. So he's just going to get a monitor.
Yeah.
And he's just going to use a MacBook Pro. I think it's a MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
For everything. And he just takes his laptop with him. I don't think he would.
Okay.
I mean, maybe, but you can ask him. But
no,
I
don't think he would know or care.
He has a way that he does things.
He does. He's very satisfied.
And I think he is going to, he wants to do it that way.
He's going to be that way.
Is my impression.
You know what I need to do? I need to just get off my ass. Go on eBay and look and see what they're selling for, and then take some pictures and sell it. It's not hard. I don't know why.
Is it burning a hole in your pocket or something?
No, just it's clutter, and I'm trying to clean up my office and stuff, and I just have a whole bunch of tech stuff. Like, I have my old vlogging camera, the Canon Mark II, you know, the vlogger camera, the one that everyone uses or whatever. And it's like, you know, there's, I could put it on eBay and sell it for, what was I looking for? What was, it wasn't the Canon. It was the Zoom P4.
I have sold some things in the past. Normally it's when I want to buy something that's expensive.
Yeah.
Then I will sell a couple of other things that were kind of expensive to try to offset that. I don't always do that, but that is what I've done in the past.
So it looks like they're selling for like $100 to $120.
Like, who needs more than one mixer, for instance?
I mean, so, the only reason that I have that P4 is because it was cheap. It was like $150 or $160 when I bought it.
Well, we travel occasionally.
Yeah,
and you like
exactly.
To record.
Right, exactly.
Although you're never going on a cruise again, because
I also liked it because I kept it set up in the pot in the YouTube studio, so that I used that way. I didn't have to carry my Rodecaster back and forth. So I used my Rodecaster in the office, and then when I was in the YouTube studio, I was using the P4. So
here's the real question:
what?
I'm trying to lose a pound a week.
I know. I heard that.
Really, I just want to be back in the 170s by next year.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Cause I'm trying to be easier on myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have not eaten anything today.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't hungry.
Okay. But now you are.
Well, after we're done, normally my brain tells me it wants to eat.
Yeah.
But tomorrow's weigh-in.
Yeah.
And I've basically went a whole day without eating, so I know that's going to really help my number.
Okay.
Right? Now, if I were to weigh right now, but see, it's in the evening, and I think you weigh more in the evening regardless, even though I have not eaten anything all day.
You do. You actually, due to perspiration and such overnight, you wake up slightly slightly dehydrated, and it is the loss of that water weight that actually makes you weigh less in the morning than when you went to bed the night before.
Okay. So I could go strip down naked and weigh myself, and if I'm happy with the number,
yeah,
get food. But right. I'm afraid I'm not going to be happy with the number.
Yeah.
I could just get food, but then I don't know what that's going to do to my number in the morning.
Right.
Because I am weighing. One way or the other, I'm going to weigh.
One way or another.
And I'm not sure.
I'm going to wait, I wait, I wait, I wait, I wait.
And I'm not saying I'm going to go overboard.
What would you consider?
Good night, Mel.
Good night, Mel. I'm sorry that you missed the epic, undeniable takedown of Joe Batanz.
She didn't. She was here.
No, she came in late. She was like, I started to hear it and everything.
See, there's that thing.
Don't waste all of that time and energy worrying about it. Just step on the fucking scale. And it says what it says. Don't make it so hard. That is advice from the Donna Reed of Alaska, Adam. The Donna Reed of Alaska.
Look, you have a lot of logic. I'm not going to... Oh, the battery's dead. You know what? I don't think these batteries are very good. Anyway,
they
have
a
lot
not.
Of logic.
They're not. They're very cheap, and they don't... That is the other reason that I favor these, is because their batteries are... Because
I'm needing to charge this way too often.
Is that just the one that came from the store?
Yeah.
Go to, there's a website you can go to called ooze.com, OOZE.com. And they sell what they call batteries, which are the things that you screw the 510 threads into. And you can find them in all different shapes and sizes and materials and whatnot. They're not expensive, but they're a better build quality than the ones that come with the you know, at the dispensary. The ones that at the dispensary you can buy online for like $4, like, but you can get a nicer one for like $10 or like $15 or something. But you know, Adam, it's just
I'm trying to plug this thing in and I was on mute, but sorry. Yeah, I know what.
You should just just weigh and get it over with. Cuz what are your choices? Your choices are let's examine. Let's examine your choices, Adam. Choice number one, you go to bed hungry. You get shitty sleep. You wake up in the morning and you weigh, and you're either the same weight or you know, or slightly more, whatever. And it's like, well, fuck. So I went to bed hungry and everything for fucking nothing. The second scenario is you wake up in the morning, you go to bed hungry, you wake up in the morning, you get on the scale and you're down a pound. And, the third option is you, eat and you're not hungry. You eat and you go to bed and you wake up in the morning and you weigh yourself and you're a pound heavier. It's like, okay. The goal is to lose 10 pounds in a year. So certainly a week of fluctuation, the human body fluctuates all the time. A week of that's a pound. It's a fucking pound. Okay, sure. Great. And just not give a shit about it. Or you could eat,
eat and then throw up.
You could eat and then weigh yourself and go to bed and then weigh yourself in the morning and, be the right weight or slightly under and, you know, whatever. Or
I'm just joking, by the way. I feel like I need to be like CBS or something. Warning.
Yeah.
there might be mention of eating disorders. We do not condone that.
Or you can just go weigh yourself now or after the show. You can just weigh yourself before you eat. And then there you go. And it's like all you're still going to eat the food. You're not going to starve to death. You're going to eat the food one way or the other. So I feel like, yeah, you're just, I feel like you're obsessing over the trees when your stated objective is the health of the forest, right? This is, weight loss is not dictated by a single meal one way or the other.
That's true.
Weight loss is a series of single meals and a series of decisions over an extended period of time.
A lot of bad decisions.
but then some good decisions.
A lot of regret.
And a lot of
double cheeseburgers and regret, Daniel. Sometimes a vanilla shake too. And there is some regret.
My only regret is that it's midnight now.
Yeah.
It's technically cheat day.
Yeah.
And I don't have don't have anything worth. There's nothing.
You live in Florida, in God's country. You're supposed to have something like right across. You're supposed to have like the.
Oh, I meant in the house.
Manna from heaven.
I meant like in the house. It's like in the house. I have Pop-Tarts, and I have frozen burritos.
If I'm going to eat something, it's going to be fast food. I'm not going to just grab something out of the refrigerator. That's boring.
Is it boring?
Yeah, it's...
Pop-Tarts are never boring.
It's midnight. Well, it's 11:19.
It's 12:19.
It is clearly Whataburger o'clock. If
so,
I'm having anything.
Unlike you.
Or Wendy's, because they're open till 2.
Unlike you, I have a psychological aversion to paying DoorDash. I look at the final tab and it is twice or more what the item that I wanted is. And even though it's still less than $20 or whatever, like ordinarily $20 one way or the other is not something that's of great concern. But for some reason, looking down and going, I'm going to pay $35 for a Big Mac and fries? That's...
It's ridiculous.
That's
not, I agree.
No, yeah. No. You know what? I'm just gonna see
but
what
I
see.
Tonight
what
I probably would just go get something.
Now I do have hamburger tonight, here in the freezer. You know,
the only reason I don't go get stuff myself is because Mark is sleeping, but Mark is not here.
No, he's not. Yeah. You know, I bought the hamburger that I have.
What Mark doesn't see or hear.
Yeah.
Mark doesn't know about.
He's like a tree falling in the forest.
He won't know about my Whataburger because he...
Do you think he would care one way or the other?
He is on a boat. He is on a ferry right now on
his
way to his...
He's your boyfriend. Do you think he's going to like care one way? Do you think he's going to love you less because you had Whataburger? Do you think he's going to love you less?
Daniel, I don't know which number that was on that list that I read earlier, but I point Exhibit A, the list. It's my problem, not his. It's my problem.
I'm sorry.
What? That I'm crazy.
And I wouldn't say crazy, and I didn't say crazy. You said crazy. I mean, I think you are, but not because of that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. I mean, there are many reasons.
Yeah. No, I feel most religious people have a certain level of delusion, but that's fine. It's not a harmful thing. And it makes them feel better. Right. It makes them feel better.
For the most
part. And that's, and that's good. That's good.
I think. I'm a nice one.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there are delusional, like mean ones.
Oh God.
You want to stay away from those.
Yeah.
But I'm a nice one.
Yeah. I feel like a personal belief in God is cool. A public belief in God is where it gets toxic. Like when everyone has to know, when everyone has to, participate. When everyone has to be holier Daniel. Than thou. Yeah.
Do you want to ask Jesus into your heart right now?
I do not. I don't. Is he a rent boy?
Is he what?
Is he a rent boy?
No.
I was looking just out of curiosity. I was looking to see, if there are escorts in Charleston. And there's
this is no judgment, but I didn't know you did that.
I never have. But I was just like, I was curious. Anyway, there's like one, two, there's only like four in Charleston.
there's only four, you know, they are used up.
I don't even know what to ask. Like, how much?
It's like, well, what do you do?
Well, no, I mean, like, they're
are you top or a bottom?
No, they have that already filled out on their little profile and stuff, but it's more just like, how much do you charge? Nah. It's like, that just seems.
Don't they have their price on there as well?
No, no. It depends. I mean, I'm on a rent.men.
Sorry, folks.
I'm not sure of another site.
I replaced the battery and
yeah, I know. You had it on red.
It was stronger.
Every time I change the battery or every time I charge the battery, I always take the first few hits, I take less than I normally would. Or else that happens.
You know that's got to be good for you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it clears out the phlegm.
All the coughing. It's like, it's got to be, yeah. I mean, probably phlegm. Getting popcorn lung or something, but.
There was this.
You know, I've lived a relatively clean life up to now.
Yeah.
I mean, other than sex. But other than that.
There's nothing dirty about sex.
Drug related, I've lived a clean life.
So.
No heroin, no black tar, meth, whatever. No crystal.
Yeah.
No ecstasy.
So this Microsoft designer
yes
created this wearable that kind of goes behind your ears, but it like right here, like right along where your eyeglasses would be.
Yeah.
That's how far it sticks out, and it's got like a little camera right there on the end of these things that you wear behind you. Now, obviously, if you wore glasses, you would just, it would extend up, and then the lenses would be at your eyeglasses. But it's essentially a wearable that has no display. So it's all voice, but it can see what you're looking at. So it's all like driven that way. And I feel like, yeah, I don't necessarily want a display. I'm fine with it just talking to me and telling me stuff.
That's what these do.
Yeah, it's like if I need a display, I could be like, oh, yeah, send that to my tablet or send that to my, you know. There are things that I have that are better at displaying than some stupid pair of glasses is going to be.
There are other companies now, too, Oakley.
Yeah. So I feel like I would be cool with that. I would be cool with a... with a kind of, and I read the article and I was just like, you know what? I would never buy a smartwatch, but I would buy this. Like, that would be cool. Like, if I could just tie that into my glasses where it's just like, I always have AI at my ear. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always have AI. Yeah. And I can just tap and talk and ask, hey, what is that I'm looking at? Or, hey, that grass, what should I do with that? Hey, is that guy trying to kill me?
Yeah. That's what these are.
They're trying to kill you?
No. I can ask questions. I can say, hey, Meta, what am I looking at right now?
What does it say? What did it say?
He said, you're looking at a computer monitor with multiple windows and chat screens open.
Wow. I mean, he could have guessed that, though. He doesn't know. He could have guessed it.
Well, I've also have a picture of that now on my phone because when you ask what I'm looking at, what am I looking at? It takes a picture.
Oh. Yeah, it could have faked it though. It could have been a fake picture. Hey, have you did you take the message that I sent about the PHP version? Like, did you take that I was complaining or anything like that?
No.
You
were just telling me.
Yeah. It's like every time I log in to update the level 13 stuff, there's like all these updates.
I thought I had updated everything. Maybe that was of the Geeky Gay website. Because I log into that all the time. But I have not seen that PHP thing, but I can rectify it.
Yes, and also
it'll have to be something I do this weekend, a project.
And also there's a new version of WordPress. Please update now.
Anytime you want to do that, just do it. I mean, what's the worst?
I was worried about the PHP thing. That's why I sent it, because that's something I can't fix. It's like, yeah, I can update the WordPress by clicking on the link. I can update the plugins, but I can't do
the backups.
Okay, yeah, but I still can't do anything about the PHP. You're gonna have to do that on the server.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So that's why I sent it to you, because otherwise I would just handle it. But I didn't want to update it until the PHP.
And it would be handled.
But I didn't say what? What are you handling?
You'd handle it, and it would be handled.
Oh, it would be handled. Yeah, absolutely. Because I handled it.
It would be fucking handled.
That's right. I fucking handled it. That's right. Yeah, tell me that I didn't handle it with the thing. So there's no TV shows that you find entertaining? What is it you feel lacking about the shows that you're watching? Like,
I don't know. It's not the shows. I'm struggling.
I know you're struggling.
The past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Focusing on TV shows. I just need mindless like YouTube videos.
Have you...
And I'm switching medications, so I don't know if that's the reason.
Yeah.
But I, because it could be.
I feel like you really should watch Taskmaster. I think you would enjoy it.
Okay.
There's an entire catalog of. I mean, there's 20 seasons of it, and they do like Survivor, so they do two seasons a year. So it's been 10 years.
I mean, I've seen Taskmaster.
No, I know, but watch the whole episode.
Yeah.
Like watch the current season that just wrapped up was the first time they had an American contestant. So that's a good one to watch. It doesn't matter what order you watch them in, by the way. They're all self-contained. Like they're, you know, so except every fifth season there's a tournament of champions of all the five winners from the previous five.
Anyone, any episode with Mel in it, I'm going to like, or.
Oh yeah. Watch her season. I think her season
was. What's her name? Iowade.
Yeah. 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 Ask ChatGPT what season they were on and then just watch that season. And I think you would really, is that the lady from the Great British Bake Off?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. She was very funny. She was very good on her season. And that was a good season to watch. Yeah. You should watch that. I think it's in tiny little bits, right? Because each little task is like a little segment. So I think you don't have to be super involved in it. It's, you know, it's very clear, like little segments. It has no commercials. It's not going to, you know, try to sell you anything. It's literally just gonna, here's a goofy thing with some professional comedians making jokes about how badly they did something. Right.
Yeah.
And that's the show, right? That's the show. And I think Greg Davies is hilarious.
I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try. I'm watching. I did find that Roku for free.
Yeah.
Has the Great Canadian Baking Show.
Ah.
And I find the baking shows to be soothing.
Yeah.
So I like to put them, you know, I like to put it on, uh-huh. Especially at night.
Yeah.
Make me feel relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes hungry.
I have a Critical Role that I watch. That's a D&D campaign, you know, D&D.
Well, that's YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm watching YouTube. I've been watching Sorted Food YouTube.
Yeah. Episodes. You have YouTube like, Premium, right?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the best value out there. the YouTube Premium. We do the family account, so it's just a little bit more, but not as much as if we both had it. And it's up to 5 email addresses, so up to 5 family members. And it gives you, everyone gets ad-free YouTube. Everyone gets ad-free YouTube Music. And you can have shared stuff between you. I forget.
This segment not sponsored by YouTube.
Sponsored by YouTube Premium. But YouTube Premium is pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I added my nephew to ours because he didn't have YouTube Premium. And he was just like, oh my God, I actually watch YouTube videos now. It's like, it used to be that I couldn't watch a YouTube video without, you know, a million commercials.
I don't know what regular YouTube looks like.
Yeah, exactly. And
like, I have no clue. I've not seen an ad in YouTube ever. I've had YouTube Premium for so long.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they had ads when before I got it.
And now with YouTube Premium, like when they do those little in-video ads, like the ads that are actually built into the video, not the ones that are given to you by YouTube. In YouTube Premium, there's now a little button that will let you jump over those. Like it kind of like skips over those for you. If you're watching on a Roku or an Apple TV, or that you just click your forward twice. If you click your forward button twice, it'll skip over the in video ad. And that's cool. So it's like, I couldn't imagine. And you get the whole music service, which has the exact same music library that every other streaming service has. So it's like, I convinced Zach to drop Spotify. I'm like, look, we can have no ads on YouTube plus Spotify for the less money.
I don't actually use the, is there like a YouTube Music app?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it just has everything and it just comes with your YouTube Premium?
Yeah. If you have YouTube Premium, you have YouTube Music. And it's got AI.
I don't think I knew that was included and that there was an app, because then I could use that in the car.
Oh, absolutely.
Theoretically.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You can get podcasts. You can get, music. Everything that you would do on Spotify, you can do on YouTube Music. You can get music videos.
Mark and I share a Spotify account.
Well, if you get YouTube Family, then you can have up to 5. So yeah, then we do.
Yeah, we must have YouTube Family because we share YouTube Premium.
Oh, okay. So. Well, then you already have YouTube. Yeah. So you both already have YouTube Music then. You can have 5 people in your family.
I don't know if Android Auto has that app.
It does.
Or not.
It does because I have Android Auto. Well, in the current car, I don't have Android Auto, but I did have Android Auto in the truck, and I know that I used it there. In the current Chevy doesn't do Android Auto, but the operating system and all the apps are Google. So I'm still logged into my Google account with Google Maps and, my Google Assistant and all that stuff is all still connected through the car.
So it's an Android OS.
It is. It's just built in. And there's a YouTube Music app on my car that's logged into my, but to do podcasts, because I don't use that for my podcast, so I just use the Bluetooth on my phone to do my podcast.
I've really got to book my room.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Get your room. We're gonna check in next week.
If I don't get it booked,
yeah,
I'm just gonna sleep on the floor in your room.
Nope, no, you're not sleeping in my room. You're gonna have to sleep at Fatty's house with that creepy painting, that creepy oil painting. And
oh, that's true. He does have a he does have a room.
Book the fucking room.
First. He could show me the special chair.
You spent the night in the special room in the guest room.
I never saw the special chair.
Well, he didn't have it then. He still had the sling when you were there.
I still don't understand.
special chaya.
So Fatty lays down on the floor.
Okay.
Is this correct?
I don't know. I don't know.
He is on the floor.
Is he licking? Yes.
He's looking up.
Yep.
And then the person, and he's under the chair.
Yes, he's under the chair.
And the person who, the gentleman caller.
Yes. Sits in the chair.
Sits in the chair.
Which has a toilet seat.
Yeah, so there's a hole there.
Yes.
An opening. And then Fatty, you know, tosses said salad. Is that?
I think so. Yeah, I think.
Is that the reason for the special chair?
I think so. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it's a rimming chair. But I mean, I've seen people get fucked on it too. So it's like.
Sorry for those of you who have children who listen to Level 13.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of Level 13 people.
I don't mean to
listen to.
Look.
By the way, can I just
have bleeped that out.
Can I give a shout out? You won't hear this for weeks, but a shout out to Brian over on Level 13 who always helpful with the comments and stuff. I'm not sure if he's the same Brian. I think he's the same Brian that gave me the advice on the iron skillet, the cast iron skillet, which I have been abiding by. In fact, I bought this hamburger meat at Publix. I always buy the 80-20 hamburger meat. That's what I prefer. I prefer the 20% fat.
Sure.
And that is the perfect burger makeup to fry in a cast iron pan because of the oil that it generates, the grease that it generates, it basically makes it nonstick. It makes all the things work.
Sure.
It also tastes really good. So they had 80-20 ground beef on sale for like $6.99 a pound. And so I was there at Publix. And so I got the 4-pound thing of, the 80-20. Took it home and I made it into 1/4-pound patties and froze them, you know, because that's how we do our hamburgers here. And
you patty them up and freeze them?
Yeah. And then the night before, I pull them out and put them in the fridge. And then
I cannot remember to do that.
I mean, sometimes I don't.
Stuff goes in the freezer to die.
Oh no!
Here, I cannot remember to defrost things, and if it. Unless it's something I can cook from frozen,
yeah,
then that's okay.
But I eat an embarrassing number
of
hamburgers.
Yes, you do.
It is what I have for dinner almost every single night. And it's fine. I enjoy that. I'm perfectly happy with that.
Based on the article, you shouldn't have to explain your diet preferences to anyone.
I don't.
You are your own adult human being.
But here's the thing. When I fried the first hamburger from this 80-20 beef that was on sale, there was like no grease. It was the leanest ground beef. It's like this
80-20 is right. That's, I mean, 80-20 is what you're supposed to be using, I think.
Right. But what I'm saying is this was not 80-20. It's like I feel like they snuck or they screwed up and they put a higher grade. I'm using scare quotes on grade, but they put a lower fat content beef in the wrong packaging because I was like, "What's that?" So I'm now having to add avocado oil to the pan to cook my burgers.
I saw recently.
I don't
know.
They
grated butter.
Yeah.
And put the grated butter in the patty meat, like. Put the butter in and then, you know, mixed it in and then made the patty.
Oh, wait.
Extra butter added extra fat.
So I have a question. Do you grill them? No, I use a cast iron skillet. So I don't grill them. I can grill them. But if I'm going to grill a burger, I will actually go, I won't do an 80-20 on the grill because that's just going to invite it to flame up. I usually do a slightly... slightly less fat on the grill. So like maybe
I have
what?
A cast iron grill pan that has the raised
yeah.
lumpy lump things to make the grill marks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could not keep it clean. It is sitting in a drawer, nasty. Cause I couldn't keep it. I could not like, could I not. Couldn't, you're not supposed to use soap, whatever. Like my sponge thing wouldn't, yeah. I needed like a chain mail or something to get it clean. I could not get it clean.
Could not.
And, so I quit using it.
Yeah.
And it is just in a drawer, dirty.
Drawer. Yeah. You don't cook the kind of foods that a cast iron skillet is designed for, right?
I mean, I do cook steak.
Yeah, but you cook lean steak. Like a cast iron skillet is designed for very fatty meats. It's designed.
I sear my fillets, but yes.
It is designed to have a layer of fat between the meat and the heat. And that's what makes it nonstick. That's what makes it, it makes it all work. And
oh, I got it.
I know, but I'm just saying you don't do like but you eat turkey, chili and
you
like,
have to be. No, I wouldn't do turkey chili in the grill pan. That would make absolutely no sense. You have to keep it seasoned. And it's like a mystic art to season
art.
These things.
Yeah.
To keep them seasoned so that they're, you know, nonstick or whatever. It is.
I've had no problems.
Rub with special oils.
Nope. I've never had to rub it.
Special temperature in
there.
I've
never had to do any of that.
Bless it with holy sea salt.
Do not have to do any. Or whatever. Nope.
All of those things.
Have not. Nope. Honestly, this is because I only cook things with fat in there. You know, I don't cook lean things in there because that's where you get to the things sticking to the
pan.
You're
saying it's just self-seasoning. It's just
no. So what you do is after you're done cooking, after the pans have cooled down, you run hot water, you run the pan under the hot water, you take any kind of scrub brush you have. It's cast fucking iron. You're not going to scratch it. So you take any scrub brush that you have, you just swirl the scrub brush around in it to get the particles off. You let the hot water do its thing to get the excess grease off, the excess oil off. You swirl it around, you dump it out. You swirl it around, you dump it out. You swirl it around, you dump it out. You then put it up on the counter and you take a paper, towel.
Wait. Because I'm writing this down.
Yeah.
Do I need to do the swishing part each time you mentioned it? Is that an actual time that I need to do?
Maybe. It all depends on how much how much was in there.
I think Tom was saying three. I think it was three swishes.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe you could do that, but maybe you could get it done in one. It really just depends on how much you cook.
So swishes are variable.
They are
depending on
you. Just
level
want what you want is you just want to get the debris out of the debris and the extra grease out of the pan just by using hot water. That's all you need to do is use hot water. Then you take a paper towel.
What if there's something stuck though? Because
you take a scrub brush. You take a scrub brush with hot water. You just take a scrub brush and you scrub it. That scrub brush can be metal. That scrub brush can be plastic. That scrub brush can be whatever. You're not gonna. It's not a nonstick pan. You're not gonna scratch the cast iron. So you scrub it. Like you don't grind it, but you know you scrub it.
Mine right now has quite a bit of buildup.
Yeah, hot water and a brush. Hot water and a brush.
Or throw it away.
Or throw it away. They're not expensive.
That's another. Yeah. That's another option.
They're expensive. They're pretty. But you know what? I have used it every day. Well, not every single day, but I've used it for the majority of the week since I've bought it, and that has been at least a couple of months now. So I've used this probably more than a couple of months.
Well, I think a flat one would have been a better starting point for me.
Yeah.
I think the added hump.
Yeah.
The like, that's added complexity.
Yeah.
I think I needed to start simple with a flat one.
Especially because you're cooking fatty things, which tend to splatter and then it gets greasy. You have to get out of stuff. Yeah. When your cast iron skillet is nearing 50 years old, the seasoning on the pan is almost indestructible. Yeah. It's like you, as long as you're cooking fatty things in it and giving it grease and then just cleaning it with hot water and wiping it out, then you don't ever need to season your pan. Your pan is seasoned. It's seasoned. It's there. It's already done. You don't have to. The only times you have to re-season the pan is if you stripped away the seasoning. Like you know, you weren't cooking enough fatty things in there. And, you know, it basically, then you had to scrub it to the point that you erased the oil that was there. Then you, and to re-season, all you do is you scrub it clean and you apply a thin layer of oil, wipe it down, you know, wipe it off and everything. So it's a very, and then you just put it in the oven and bake it upside down for a while until it dries out the oil. And that's what gives it the whatever they call the base layer.
Sure. And say the holy prayer.
When you,
the right amount of time.
When you season a cast iron pan, what do they call the layer, the oil layer that it's you're creating? I'm asking the LLM.
The good old cast iron ritual. That layer you're building up is usually called the seasoning. Basically, it's like giving your pan a non-stick personality through layers of baked on oil. So you're just adding that nice protective seasoning armor, kind of like a culinary carapace, if we want to get fancy.
Is there,
I said carapace.
Okay, well, fine. Let the record show that Adam said carapace. But my question is there a technical term for the bonding of the oil to the cast iron?
Absolutely. And let the record go that you were right on with that fancy terminology. The more technical term for what's happening is called polymerization. Basically,
there you go.
When you heat up that thin layer.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Polymerization. So that's...
He's like, wait, you cut me off. I had more to say.
I don't care.
Also, did he tell me I was right?
He did.
He was listening that whole time? Well,
I mean, he's hearing the mixer. So
no, I know, but
Our we can't chat with Copilot at work. Like on our Microsoft 365 Copilot at work. And I'm trying to track down whether it's a setting or whether it just hasn't rolled out to M365 yet.
I haven't checked it recently, but we couldn't, and I'd have to go off VPN and then I could do it. And when I went back on VPN, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, but
I don't know if that's a thing.
But they were supposed to be rolling it out to that voice chat feature starting in September, which is coming up. So it just could be that we just don't have it yet. But I'm so shell-shocked from the pushback that I'm getting from IT on doing anything. That, you know, it's like one less thing to worry about. You know what I mean? Like you ask, like, I need to set up an MCP server. Oh God, no, we can't have that. So that's going to be horrible. It's like, yes, but it also will make is there not a way we can do this privately? It's like, oh, I don't understand the whole argument. Why couldn't you, why do you have to do this? Just like, cause I was asked to. They're just. I actually had a guy in a meeting there because I had to go in front of the architecture council to seek guidance on how to connect the MCP server to Copilot Studio.
You had to wait. Who? What? You had to go to who?
The architecture council.
Oh, for some reason I thought you said. The guidance counselor.
Yes, the guidance counselor. I had to go. I had to go to the high school guidance counselor.
I had to go to the guidance counselor to figure out how to set up my MCP. I'm like, what?
Yeah. And in this meeting where I'm asking the questions, like, all right, well, Copilot Studio needs a endpoint that the Power Platform connector can actually talk to. That can either be a public IP address or there are several different options with hosting it on Azure and stuff that will keep it within our tenant. that Power Platform can still see it and work that way. And so I'm here today to ask your guidance, because I know we use AWS. I don't know if there are similar things on AWS that can be. I just need some guidance as to how to structure the project to, you know, for deployment.
Sounds like you're going to an Oracle right. or something.
For deployment.
Oh, great Oracle.
And the
I
first
need your guidance.
The first question I get is like, can we not do this with APIs? I mean, you know, MCP is just, you're just putting a wrapper around the API. And so couldn't we, the APIs are already public. So, cause they're third party. So it's like, couldn't the Copilot Studio just talk to them? And I was just like, are you fucking serious? It's just like, do I have to explain MCP to you? It's just like, and I'm looking at his title in Teams and I'm just like, you're the director of development. It's like, and you don't know the difference between an MCP server and an API. It's just like,
yes. Daniel works in Arkansas as well. It's a long commute.
It is.
Apparently everyone you work with has a Southern accent.
That's true. I was just so, I was so annoyed. I was just like, well, in order to use the LLM to make like these discoveries and whatnot, then it needs to be something that the LLM can talk to. It's like hoping that at least he'll back down. He's like, then I don't have to explain to him like the difference. Like, you know, in Copilot Studio, if you're going to use an API with fixed things like that, then you have to set up trigger words. You have to set up topics that map to those. You have to then count on your users asking questions in a very specific format in order to trigger those trigger words to go to those endpoints. Whereas the C and MCP, the context, allows you to define the endpoint in English. This is how you would get a story with a story number. This is how you would get a defect with a defect number. This is how you would get work items with a sprint ID. Like, and sure. Then the LLM, which understands English and can parse English, then goes, oh yeah, you asked me to put together the velocity of your team this week. Well, I know that involves stories, so I should probably get the stories for this sprint. And it makes its own decisions. All you've done is you've presented it with the context of the tools available, and it's going to do the work. As opposed to a rigid API that you would then have to rewrite for every new endpoint you wanted to, right? On MCP, all you have to do is publish the new endpoint, like publish the new context, and it's there. It's just like, I feel like it shouldn't be my job.
Well, we're recording this. You just explained it.
So but what I'm saying
clip
is,
that
but
out.
Should it be my job, right? As I am, my job title as listed senior business analyst, is it my job to tell a director of development what MCP is? Like, I assumed sitting on the architecture council that you might have an inkling of what the fuck that is. It's just like,
I mean, in fairness to him, an AI could probably, an agent could probably figure out how to call an API using some coding like Python or something.
Yeah, but
meaning it could say, oh, you know, it could find the spec file or whatever on
it could use
Python to make a call.
Correct. Assuming that it could then run that Python, which Copilot can't do that. So it's like Copilot can't write and execute code on the fly. In Copilot, in your design chain, that's not an option. So in that case, no, right? It's like, yeah, we could write our own chat client. Like that was the other option. It was like, or we could, you know, if this server needs to be totally private, then our option there is to write a, you know, a UI, a chat UI to it, you know, using API calls. So it's like, basically that way, right? Anyway, it was just maddening, Adam. It was just
it's MCP hour, everyone. MCP hour.
It's not. It's bigger than MCP though. It's bigger than MCP.
Bye.
It's it's this insane.
I feel like you were having the same argument with them last week.
I am. And here's the thing. We're owned by a venture capital company, right? We're owned by a venture capital company. And they have essentially said to us, you have 2 years to do this. You have, X amount of money to hire whatever you need to, get whatever resources you have 2 years to do this. And it involves a very large investment and push into incorporating LLMs into their product. And
yeah.
So the edict from on high is you guys need to get the fuck up to snuff on this stuff. Like this has to, we have 2 years, right? If we don't have this in 2 years, we're done. Like we're cut off. We're done. So, it annoys me that people at that level, at management and above level are just like not even taking this seriously. It's like, how do you not know this? It's like, we get weekly emails about how AI is our central focus and here's ways to learn more about it. And here's, these resources and here's, these articles and this training and whatnot. And then you're asking me that. It's like, it's annoying, Adam. It's just annoying. I don't like annoying people.
I was about to say some stuff and then I thought, if someone figured out who I worked for,
the spit valve factory,
would I be supposed to be giving out information about my publicly traded company's internal working live on a recording?
I didn't say anything of importance. I said integrating AI into their product, which is what every company under the fucking sun is doing.
I was thinking of saying some things and then like, wait, I've never thought of.
But you can tell me about them on the car trip.
Is there a line?
You can tell me about them on the car trip.
Yeah, some of it.
Car trip. I feel like I was going to do some stuff.
And some things
before the car trip, but I don't think I did them.
Well, the car trip hasn't started.
I know, but it's so close that I don't know that I could take on a project. I have to clean the house. You're allergic to cats, so I have to sterilize this entire wing of the house.
I am allergic to cats. That is true.
And
nothing I can do about it.
Well, you could take some Claritin or something.
It doesn't help. Not same kind of allergy.
Was it bad when you were here before?
No.
Okay.
You cleaned.
Yeah, well, I know. So I've got to get the house
clean
and get it. We have a slight problem with the toilet in the guest bath that I have to have a handyman come out and do something about. Nothing major, is just leaking some water underneath it, which is like a bad seal or whatever. I don't know what happened with the previous people that see it, but the toilet's not cracked or anything. Anyway, so but there's little things like that. There's garbage that's gotta go. So I know that I'm not gonna have enough time. Enough free time. Because I think I was like, oh yeah, I could have it pick out the next year of Dubious Intent and give me some suggestions and then we could listen to the suggestions.
Oh, no, you don't need to do all that.
Yeah, that seems like a lot. I am going to do a podcast.
We can just listen to Pod as my co-pilot or...
I will probably be way caught up on them because I listen to them while I'm running. So, but I have plenty of things.
We can just re-listen.
We're going to listen to the history of the guy that we're going to go learn about.
Are they going to sing it?
No.
Like they do in the Disney thing?
Nope. I find American history interesting. I don't know if you do. But I mean, I find the whole Civil War and that whole era, you know, things like that, I find that very interesting just because I have no concept.
I suppose it depends on how it's presented. If it's very textbook-like, I'll probably be bored with it.
Oh, no, no. I'll make sure that it's the good parts. We want to know about this dude. Like, we want to know all about... I want to know about the times. I want to know about how, you know, this is... Like, how were people... Like, Haiti...
Like, if it's the two co-hosts from what...
Yeah, it's them.
You know, and they're talking. They're like, oh...
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack. I really liked him. He was a good guy. What? Oh, yeah. Oh, you're saying you're going to have those made custom for... I see.
So I was going to...
I was thinking you were saying you had found an audio book or something.
No, no. I was going to have a... It'll be like a 30-minute podcast about this dude. That we're going to go learn about at the museum in Charleston.
I see.
But I was just curious. I'm very interested in like that time, colonial time, how they lived, things like that. Like it, like when I hear, okay, I don't want to get accused of speaking out of my ass. So let me get clarification here. How long did the Civil War go on?
The Civil War ran for just about 4 years, from 1861 to 1865. So basically, it wasn't a quick historical blip. It was kind of a long, tough saga. But hey, at least it didn't stretch into a never-ending season finale.
So a four-year-long war, like, what does that even look like? Like, do they fight every day, or do they... do one little fight and then take a couple of weeks off to regroup and then do another little, like, what does that even look like? What are the mechanics of a 4 year long war?
Yeah, it's a good question, because it definitely wasn't just a 24/7 battle royale. In reality, a 4 year war like the Civil War had a lot of ebb and flow. There were big battles separated by stretches of downtime. Well, downtime is relative, of course. Armies would maneuver, dig in, resupply, and just try to outwit each other. So you'd have a big clash and then a whole lot of marching around or waiting for the next move. Basically, it was a long chess game with occasional explosions. Definitely not just one endless brawl.
Hmm. See, I'm fascinated by that time. I mean, the guy that we're talking about happens before that. This is... 1822. Fort Sumter that we're going to be visiting is where the first shots of the Revolutionary War were fired in Charlotte Harbor. Isn't that a song from Hamilton? There's something, something, something in Charlotte Harbor.
Mark would know.
No, I think it's New York Harbor. Because everything in Hamilton was about New York, essentially, except for the parts that were about France. So what did we decide? Are you gonna weigh and have the food?
We didn't. I'll decide after we hang up.
I feel like people really want to know, Adam.
I'll probably weigh, and then depending on if I'm happy or not with the number, mm-hmm. we'll determine if I have any food at all.
I feel
if I'm unhappy with the number, I'll weigh again in the morning. But if I'm happy with the number, I will eat and not weigh again tomorrow morning.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like you're that's a lot of power.
But I don't feel like I need to poo right now, which is, you know, I feel like I need to flush things out, but I don't think I need to do that.
I feel like that's a lot of power to give.
The chat room has dwindled.
Well, yeah, because we were wrapping up. We were saying goodnight. They can sense that. They understand that. That's what we were doing here. But what I'm trying to say to you, Adam, I feel like that's a lot of power that you're giving this scale.
To a number?
Yeah, to a silly little number.
Well, it's not that I care about a number. It's that I know what this number feels like and is associated with.
Yeah.
It's more about a size than it is a number, but I know mm-hmm. how they associate to one another. Mm-hmm. So I know I really want to be in my 150s mm-hmm. ultimately. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that feels the best.
I mean,
I like that size clothing.
Okay, but that's fine.
The best,
that's fine.
You know, whatever.
But and that can be, and that's a wonderful long term goal that, as you stated on your show, that you were going to do it over 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's absolutely. And so your goal, if I understood it correctly, is 10 pounds a year.
10 pounds a year.
And that's great. That's great. I'm saying you're obsessing over a single weigh in. A single point along a continuum of things that are going to happen. You're going to be on vacation next week, but you're going to spend a lot of those vacation days doing way more walking than you normally do. Like, we're going to be walking all around.
You are going to push me like a...
We're going to be walking all around Charleston, and then we're going to be... We have to go to dinner over at Disney with the Coppolos. And so we're going to be walking over there to get to dinner. And then we're going to do Epic Universe on
with
Tuesday.
Who?
The Coppolos.
Who are the Coppolos?
The Coppolos, Coppilots.
Oh, the co-pilots?
The Coppolos, yeah. It's French. Coppolos. What was that? Who was answering?
Oh shit. Nobody.
Was that Meta?
No, it was a podcast.
Oh. What podcast was it?
The Morning Stream.
Oh. The Morning Stream. Well, I don't really have anything great to eat, so I guess I'm just gonna
go get something.
I don't know. I'm pretty high. I don't know that I want to drive. But I mean, there is a Wawa like right at the entrance of my subdivision.
You could have DoorDash.
I mean,
which I know you just said.
I can walk to the Wawa. It's like, it's a half mile. It's like, and it's walking on sidewalks.
Is it going to be like one of those corn dogs that's rolling on a thing? Or
no, this Wawa's got a deli. It's got a, you know, they make sandwiches and milkshakes and pizza. Okay. And I mean, probably they don't make pizza now. It's 1 a.m., but they make sandwiches and...
they have burgers?
I don't know. I don't think that I would want a burger from there, but I don't think they have a grill. I think they, because most of their things that they cook are baked, like the pizza is baked and the subs are baked and stuff. So it's like.
So maybe like a barbecue sandwich.
Yeah, something. Like a pulled pork and barbecue. Yeah, they have that.
Pulled pork,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, stuff that they can reheat, but they don't have like a grill. Like that was like when Arby's did hamburgers on their special things, it's like a lot of people forget that Arby's doesn't have grills. So, because it's roast beef and everything. So the patties are essentially.
But you know what they do have, Daniel? They have the meats.
They do. But those burger patties that they have to be like flash fried before they're sent there so that they have any kind of crisp on them. So they don't cook them there, essentially. They just warm them up there, essentially.
Arby's isn't burgers.
No, it's not. But they have had burgers.
It's lunch meat.
Arby's is like roast beef. Yeah, it's roast beef. But they also...
What do you call it? Cold cuts?
No. Arby's is roast beef.
But it's... Yeah, but they're those thinly sliced...
Yeah, but it's not cold. It's warm. It's hot roast beef.
There's a difference. So I like a roast beef sandwich that is like...
Thicker.
An actual off of a roast.
Well, I mean, it's like, all it's like off of a roast, yeah.
Yeah, but I want it to be more like a pulled texture.
Okay.
The slice is so, makes it feel processed.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just does. I want it that more thick texture. Like it's like a pot roast. Mm-hmm. Like you make a pot roast and then you just pull some meat off of it and you put it on a sandwich. Actually, That would be good right now.
Yeah, pot roast.
Pot roast on a
sandwich.
Focaccia. It would sop up the gravy.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I feel like I don't know what would sound good right now. I don't think I'm hungry. Roast. I don't think I'm actually hungry.
Well, maybe you're not hungry. Maybe it's just good.
Because we went to Chili's tonight for dinner.
Oh.
And because it's a holiday weekend.
Because it's what?
It's a holiday weekend. And there was somebody that was in town that we were going to dinner with. And it was like, it's a holiday weekend. I'm not going to worry about diet tonight. So I did.
You already splurged.
Yeah. Already splurged.
Oh. Well, there you go.
So I don't think I need to. Although, you know, ooh, maybe that sounds good. Oh, that does sound good. Okay. I'm going to,
cookie. Yeah.
No, I don't like cookies though. I do. You know what I do like? I do like kettle corn, and I have some Orville Redenbacher kettle corn.
Well, there you go.
So that's what I'm going to have, some kettle
corn. Treat yourself.
And watch Taskmaster. Adam, it's a pleasure as always. Chat room, thank you for staying with us. What are
these poppers?
Say good night to the chat room, Adam. Say
good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room. Good night, love.